I'm so pumped. Let's start the chrono. Hey, Amir Rez guy.
Hello, Sébastien Bozo.
It's like 1 month. I want you, but you choke, remember?
I did not choke.
No, because nobody. Welcome to No BS with Esme.
Hey, No BS with Esme.
So, because no, you know, you need to sleep because yes. You host at the Grenouille.
Yes, I do.
I think it was the same day.
Yes.
And I
didn't sleep well.
Exactly.
I need my beauty sleep.
Exactly.
I need to look good for the camera.
Wow. Merci d'être là, man.
Thank
so, this is for you if you want a bottle of water because we're going to talk a lot.
Let's quench our thirst and start talking.
So, Amir Rez. Huh? Oh, it's Amarez.
Hey, listen, it's French.
I mean, it's beautiful, Amarez.
They're both ways, honestly.
Because Amarez, it's when you try to learn the name, you know? Amarez.
Amarez. Yeah.
I love it. Do you like your name? Because it's a beautiful name for a comedian. Are you ready for Amarez?
I don't have.
You never think about that, huh?
No, I don't have a. In Arabic, it's Amarez, which is not very.
Oh yeah,
Amarez. Yeah, that's not.
So welcome. I'm very happy. You have to understand something very important. This guy is the most hustling guy in Montreal. Okay, and then I don't say that to cirer tes bottines. You know, I don't want to bullshit you exactly.
No BS.
Because I thought I was hustling until I meet him. Okay, it's very important. He put me back on shape, not at the gym, but on comedy.
I failed. No.
Because everywhere I go is there. So why you know that it's the only way to succeed in comedy, this path, you know, to play every night? Did you watch podcasts before?
Yeah.
Did you because first, how long you are in the world of comedy?
So I think 4 years. The first year was iffy, you know. So the first
yeah,
year
it's always like that, you know.
You do an open mic a month.
You don't know anybody.
You don't know anybody, but and also the city grown. At the beginning, you had basically 2-3 shows.
Okay, what, do you remember the show?
Well, The Works, The Nest.
Oh, The Works Burn.
Yeah. Was my second home. The Works was my second home.
What was the first?
I'm sorry. Well, my home.
Okay.
My comedy home. Yeah, The Works was my comedy home. Is where
I
ate shit and I bombed.
Yeah.
And
first show ever in Montreal. Me.
In
Montreal.
Yeah.
My first one was at the Yuck Yuck Ottawa. Mm-hmm. First one was at the Yuck Yuck Montreal. The third one was at the Nest.
Yeah.
You know. So it was Massimo who hosts and said Sebastian B. So you know when he said. Your name, it's not easy. My name too is not easy. You
Sébastien Bourgault, it's so easy. It's the most
because
it's the easiest name.
Maybe tell that to Massimo. Yeah. But okay, so
I make a joke.
So it was your first home. It was your home.
My first ever doing comedy was at the Nest. That was the first time I ever did comedy was at the Nest. And
okay, first show ever at the Nest.
Ever was at the Nest.
Okay,
and
we're gonna come back with that. By the way,
sure.
Continue to talk. I just want to be sure.
Sure.
Everything is working.
So yeah, I did the Nest.
Yes.
And I don't actually remember all the details. It was just you just go up, you do spots, and then I took a class. I took a comedy class.
Whoa.
Yeah, with
Joey Elias.
Yes, I did. I think I'm the only one from my graduating class. Maybe another one who are still doing comedy.
So how many people there in the class?
Maybe eight.
Eight.
Eight. Nine.
And only another one you
that I know that is. I think he's in Europe right now. David, shout out to David. I think he's the only one who maybe still does
David who?
Yaruso.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he co-runs Bishop and Gang.
So 4 years in comedy.
Yeah.
The first year, not so-so, but the 3 years, full-time.
Yeah. I had to.
It was like you're scared because it's not easy to go inside the world of comedy.
It's
a small clique.
It's a community.
Nobody say hello to you when you start, you know, because nobody...
And it's understandable.
Exactly. You have to make your proof.
You have to prove yourself and also...
Yeah.
I realized something.
I said you have to make your proof.
Like, I know you by now, Sébastien. I understand. I speak Sébastien.
You know, I realize the mistake I made every time.
I won't correct it.
You have to make your proof.
You have to make your proof, man. If you don't make your proof, you can't. I notice a lot of beginners, they have that, like, dude, I'm gonna do 3 open mics. A manager is gonna see me,
and I have my one man show.
And then I'm gonna be like, okay, I can only do 5 Netflix specials this year, guys. I'm sorry, I can't.
It's true, by the way.
My world tour.
It's not sarcastic. People think like that for real.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's normal when you're a beginner to to have this. Plus, I came from a completely different world.
What world?
I used to be an engineer.
Whoa.
Or yeah, a good part of my life.
So your life was set.
Yeah.
And you switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. The your family was not happy, eh?
No, I'm an immigrant too, so my dad's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No way, you have a discussion with your father about that?
Well, with my family, they didn't understand.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they don't still understand.
They don't understand, but they see that I'm working hard.
Okay.
And I think it shows when you work hard.
Exactly.
The way you're not, you know, I'm like, I'm working hard.
Yeah.
I'm on the path. Like
exactly.
I'm an independent man. I'm doing
But they don't understand because it's not a... It's like underground
currency. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They
I don't think
maybe if they follow you in open mic, they will say, okay, you work hard, but they don't do that. You know what I mean?
Imagine.
So you have so many stuff you just said in the first 6 minutes. Okay, like first show.
Yeah.
School. You did a school with Joey Elias.
Yeah.
And your family. Not happy. So whoa. So let's stay there,
sure.
Because I know you have so many other stuff. But I know it's very important for the people who listen. Me, why I do a podcast? It's about that.
Okay.
Because you know, so many times we watch a podcast about comedy, and they pass 5 minutes of the wall of comedy and they switch, like, you know, about now it's an actor. You know what I mean? But me, I wanna stay there.
Okay.
I wanna know your feeling about. Why you decide about, you have a great career, you're gonna make money, you have a lot of time to say, I want to be a comedian or not, you know what I mean, in your life. Why, what's happened? Did you have a friend who died?
No.
Do you have something big in your life to make you switch? Where are you, okay, when so, you said, you know what, hey, I don't like this job?
It's not that I did, a lot of people say that at the beginning, you know, you hear people say, oh, I didn't like my job. And I liked my job. I had an amazingly good job. I was working in satellites. I was making a lot of money. I had nice hair. Life was great.
So you lost your hair because of comedy?
I swear to God, I think they're interrelated. The second I'm going to do comedy.
I don't understand what he said, Bobby.
Listen, you still have something, man. This is.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't have hair.
I'm going to have to ask you to Photoshop this.
Why you don't put that?
Put what?
To not show your hair.
I think it's part of becoming a man. You just got to accept it and
okay,
make jokes about
it. So you accept your hair?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I avoid mirrors when I'm doing this.
Okay. No, comedy. You lost your hair because of comedy.
This is
gonna be the title
sure.
of the podcast.
Oh, shit, really?
No.
I don't care.
No, it's alright. You can. I think you can.
I can. I can. I,
yeah.
Can.
Yes, because
I gesticulate. Can I use my hand? Can I show my?
Yes. Yes.
But yeah.
what is very choice important? You wanna lose erection or your hair? You have to choose.
If I lose my, I'm losing my erection slowly. I'm 35 now, so slowly. It's not. I think it's just. I mean, you know, it's not.
Yes.
It's not 20 year old.
Yes.
It's not like. Oh.
Yeah.
But I think it's important. It happens for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So okay. Yeah. So you lost your hair.
No. Let's go back. Before.
Okay. So when did you realize you love your job? Yeah. You love everything. You have your hair. You said. What's happened?
Life is great. I really love my job. It's very interesting. It was using my analytical brain. I was getting good at it. It takes a long time to become good. That's one thing I learned from engineering that I tried to apply to comedy. It takes a long time. Like my bachelor, master's, 7 years of experience.
Wow.
And then you're like, okay, now I'm good. Like now I trust my opinion when I'm talking to another engineer about something.
Yes.
Like, okay, now I know what I'm doing. It takes a long time to become a black belt. So.
Okay. So you pretend you were a black belt at engineer?
I don't pretend. I think I became...
You were?
Yeah. I think after 7 years, I'm like, you know what?
And you said, okay, so...
But a black belt doesn't mean you're excellent. It means that...
You work.
You know the basics. You know the basics enough.
You can show to the other people.
You can show to the other people and you can start building your own. Like, because, you know, black belt, you have, you know, first dan, second dan, third dan.
It's dan and limited dan?
I think the highest, it depends on the sport. I've heard of six dan, but
whoa,
these are like the masters
yeah, yeah, yeah,
of something.
I think
so,
they don't eat.
I think they eat very well.
They eat by inside.
it becomes it's your life.
Okay, so you're black belt with engineer.
Yeah. My first, I was starting to become good.
Do you remember where you made this decision?
To
quit?
Yeah, when I decided to come in academia, I didn't know it would fuck up. Can I swear on this?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know it would fuck up my life as much. Just becoming an artist, that's something that I noticed. Is you think you are a person, like, oh, I'm an engineer, I'm a hammer, I go to work, I have my friends.
People respect me.
I have, you know,
I will succeed.
Family.
Exactly.
Life is good.
Yeah, so.
And then this is who you are as a person. I am funny with my friends at parties, when I talk to girls. Then you're like, okay, now I'm an artist. And you're like, who the fuck am I? I didn't expect to go through that self-discovery phase of my life. You know, like, okay.
Never.
Who am I? No.
So how old are you?
I'm 35.
And how old are you when you made the decision?
31.
Okay, so it's real fact. It's 31. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're 31.
31.
You never did improvisation, theater, something?
I took a couple of improv classes.
But not enough to ground you.
No.
So why?
I never performed in my life.
So tell me.
So I think it was October. Memories are finicky in my mind because I don't think you choose your memories. I think your memories choose you. Like, okay. whatever you stick in your mind. Like,
yes.
I remember a moment I was with one of my friends and his friend, and we were having brunch. And we're like, he's Ukrainian. Like, you should do comedy. Like, you should.
You talk like that?
He has a very thick. By the way, one of the smartest. He's a genius. He's like doing a PhD at McGill. But yeah. He has a very thick accent. You know, one of the smartest, wisest men I know. I'm blessed to have him as a friend.
Okay.
And I remember we were talking this. I'm like, oh, you should do an open mic. And I'm like, okay, I tried.
Why this guy in the brunch said to you, you should do an open mic?
Because I'm funny. Like, I'm
right away.
I think I was.
But you know, you know you for how long?
I think he probably heard me talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
As I said, I don't remember.
Ça mijotait.
Ouais.
On va dire ça en anglais. How would you say that? You know?
Stewing?
It was stewing for a long time.
It was stewing for a long time.
You're a funny guy, but in this branch, you said you should try an open mic.
That moment is in my head. I don't know how real it is, but that moment of us discussing doing comedy is in my head. Actually, no, if we go back maybe a few years before, this is a very funny story.
Okay.
I love this story because it reflects the Montreal comedy scene. So a few years before, I went to see a comedy show at the Comedy Works.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember at the Comedy Works, there used to be an improv troupe.
Yes.
Called On The Spot.
Yes.
And On The Spot.
It was a Monday night.
During the weekends, they would like come do like a middle, bring somebody, light the place on fire.
Okay, so you went to there?
I went just to watch the show.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm known as the funny guy among my friends. So when they asked for a volunteer,
no way.
They bring me up, and I didn't know what I was doing.
No.
And I just was myself with the people, and
so
laughter,
yes.
Laughter everywhere. And then a waitress, after the show, a waitress comes and she's like, you're funny, you should do this.
Was it a whole lady?
It was a lady. It was one of the waitresses at the comedy. And she was a beautiful woman with like, dark hair. And you know, I'm like,
she took your...
Yeah, she's like, you're funny, you should do this.
No
like,
way.
Oh, thank you. And I'm like, I remembered this, and I spoke with my friend afterwards, and I was doing my master's back then. I'm like, maybe I'll take an improv class, whatever. So I start comedy.
So
it was just a moment.
No,
just
it's
a moment.
Very important because I asked you before, did you do improv?
But there was just one. That was.
But this was a big one.
Yeah, but it was just a.
Because
like
you have enough. You have so much attention. You succeed. People say you're funny.
Yeah, but it was one. It was like 3-4 minutes.
But I know why you continue, because you were already in the process to be an engineer.
I had my bachelor, so it was. I was already like, and I was doing my master. So
yeah,
was,
but you are. You can't. Because sometimes you know, you want to finish something.
Yeah.
And after that, maybe realize it's not for you. But you are in the middle of something already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You are focused. You did something funny, but not enough to change direction.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think in life you stumble upon like paths like that.
Because you could save money and time. When at this time you said, you know what? Because you know what? I don't want to put the it's good. It would be
metaphors with Sébastien Bourbon.
Yes.
Come on, what is the metaphor?
Metaphor. It's or you date 5 years.
Yeah.
career would be 10 years
I
now.
I try not to think about it
that way. No, I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, but...
Oh, Bali! Yes!
Now the show is going to get better.
Let's yes, this is my espresso for me. Thank you so much. You said an allongé, hein? Oui, one, because you already take one. Yes. See. Wow, beautiful. Look at that, the beautiful coffee. From we are at the Peroni.
Peroni.
The best pizza in downtown.
Amazing comedy.
Best, oh my God. Best. Can we say
hidden.
Best?
Hidden. Best, yes. Hidden. Nobody knows. It's one of the fanciest buildings in downtown.
Yes.
You go inside, you're like, where am I here?
Yeah,
like,
boom.
Is this like
a... Is the sunlight?
Like, is this a Freemason building? Do they sacrifice merchants on
yes.
top?
It's 33 everywhere.
And then you walk in, and then you hear somebody go, yeah, fucking jizz on her face. That's like the comedy. Comedy is set in such a nice building. It's
yeah.
always...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ali...
It's always surprising.
Ali
Mohammadi,
who
are one of my favorite human beings on this planet.
Who?
Sid.
Oh, Sid. What a man. I'm gonna book. I'm gonna invite him. By the way,
you should.
Sid is the brother of Sugar Sammy, yeah. So this is two big talent in the same family. One is the superstar of comedy, and the other one is a superstar of promotion.
Talent just came out of that mom's vagina.
Exactly. Talent. Yes, I said you can swear about that. You can't tweet about that. But you know what I mean? This guy.
Yes.
So
honestly, I owe him so much. This guy.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Don't worry. I know where I'm going. You know, because like I said,
I will jump all the time.
You're an
inspiration.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Especially now that I'm full of
cash. No, I mean, people love that. You know, it's an inspiration. You are an inspiration. You know, because you know.
Thank you.
Sometimes we use an inspiration like Jim Carrey to focus on your goal. Me, it's him. I love Jim Carrey. I did the same path of Jim Carrey, you know? Yeah. Like, I moved to Toronto, Yuck Yucks, Comedy Store after, Los Angeles. I did everything like, but in the real life, people think comedians do just for laugh and they are a superstar and you know, no. Yes, you do just for laugh. You're grateful because people recognize, but the real job, nobody know that. It's why I decided to do a podcast, and it's why I insist, because it's the big move. People don't realize that. You build something, took years, times, proud, family, and you decide to do that with nothing. When I say nothing, comedy, it's nothing. It's in your head.
But you believe in yourself.
Exactly, you have to believe in yourself.
And that is tested every
but time. But at the same time, the inconnu.
L'inconnu, the unknown?
The unknown, it's very exciting.
Yes, yeah.
You know? Because if you'd like to know every time when your pay arrive, don't do comedy, because no pay arrive, no, never, you know, until you start to be funny.
I don't even think about that yet. For me, it's like, I would just want to have a good, the next joke, I want it to be good and original and funny. I'm not in a stage where I think business yet.
And you have a so good attitude for a guy who start... And hustling for the last 4 years. I never saw that, but we're gonna come back with that. So not enough strong to kill in an improv night to decide now I'm gonna switch. You wait another 5 years.
Another 5 years. Yeah.
When everything is done, you're booked for life. You can have a family. You have money. You have respect. So you went to the Comedy Works again.
For
the first show ever.
No, for the first show ever was at the Nest.
First show ever at the Nest.
First show.
So your best friend, can we say best friend? Yeah.
Two best friends.
Okay, so he said you're funny.
Yeah.
Is it second, this guy?
I wouldn't...
Equal to best friend?
Time-wise, I would say second.
Okay.
But depth, I would say equal.
So he said you're funny.
Yes.
You should do an open mic.
Yes. Well, yeah, we were discussing it. I don't know if you told me, like, you should do an open mic. Genia, you should hear this. This is for you. And he came, actually. He came to the... And it was good.
Like, so you say yes, so you book,
I send an email, and I have friends come to the Nest, and I think I recorded it. I was so cocky.
You were so cocky on stage?
Oh, my God, I was so cocky. Like, the first... Like,
you remember the attitude?
Yeah, I remember, like, oh, my God, yes.
Okay, it's for you. Okay, so...
Before even I went out...
So do you remember where you are and the pacing on stage?
No.
Don't remember. You don't remember if your first, second, third. No.
I remember Sean Stenhouse was hosting, and I remember at the end. I still do it sometimes. You know when you look in the eyes of the host, like, he's like, "What's good?" Like you know when you have like, "Tell me, I'm good." Like secretly, even though you're cocky, secretly like,
"Oh my God!"
I remember, and in my eyes, like, "Oh, that was funny," and I to this day, I remember.
Wow. It's pretty good. Yeah.
So, okay, so you remember that. You remember what you said on stage?
Yeah, talking about girls.
Okay. So you already wrote something before?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, you're not like, I'm going on stage, I'm a superstar.
No, no, no. I'm like, I'm going to write. I remember I had nice metaphors. I had nice, talking about Tinder, talking about dating, about like a breakup, you know, like all the all the, you know, normal things.
Do you remember the feeling before to go on stage?
No, probably I was stressed.
Yes, but you don't remember. It's a big fact.
No, no.
The big factor about you don't remember. It's because you're very stressed.
Probably. Yeah. You probably. It's like a PTSD. It's like PTSD. You know, you forget. You erase memories. Yeah.
Do you remember the feeling after your show?
I remember. I enjoyed. I have a video of it, you know, so I'm pretty sure my memory is skewed.
The feeling, say, it's for me, or, poof, I'm happy I did not quit my job.
Well, what happens, here's what I can tell you, like, that I'm sure of, is that after the first time I got on stage, and then I got on stage again, I don't know how long afterwards, and I used to only go to the Nest, and then I don't think I even went to the Works back then. I was like, oh, I like the Nest, I'm going to go to the Nest. I didn't know that you had to go 50 times a week, you know, to really become good at it.
Okay.
I felt like, oh, I'll just go whenever they give me a spot.
Yeah.
But what was happening in my mind is I was starting to be obsessed. Slowly but surely, I was like, okay, this is a science. It's like engineering. Let's find books. Let's find people.
It's fun to find the mic.
Yeah, well, that's... Personally, it's not the mic that I love the most on stage. It's
the stool.
For me, if there's no stool, it's not... A mic, you could be like a preacher, or you could be a motivational guy, whatever. But if there's a stool,
like very important.
Spotlight stool. This is There's something about this.
I think this deserves the same thing. No,
everybody's different.
For you, it's stool.
If there's a stool, because as I said, I've seen people holding a mic and it wasn't a comedy show. You know, a wedding.
Yeah.
But if there's a stool, there's not a lot of art, like public arts, that require a stool. You'll never see Barack Obama speaking and there's a stool.
It's going to be a U-train.
The little thing. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
The stool is comedy. You're
stool,
right.
You can't go wrong. If there's a stool, somebody's going to tell a joke. You'll be laughing. If there's a stool, you know comedy. If there's, I feel weird when there's no
it's
stool.
It's very, oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Me too. Honestly, yes. Because I love to put my bottle of water. I love to, it's a security. I don't know how to explain that.
It's
my friend.
Exactly.
Sometimes I can put my text there. You know, put my joke, you know, or like I said, my beer, or but it's you're right. It's feel like it's my home.
Like now it's a comedy show. Now now we can like all right.
Yes,
you know, I feel at home.
I said this.
Oh, the mic stand.
The mic stand. I love the mic stand too.
You know when you're like you stress and you just you
exactly you touch some things. Okay, I'm here. Exactly. You know?
I remember Joey Elias told me, like, if you ever feel stressed, just remember, this is, you can just, you can grab it.
I want to talk about two, okay? So you did your first show at the Nest, you're cocky on stage. You got it.
I got it.
But did you really got it? If we take time to watch our show.
it was like this interview.
It's so
it
fun.
Was
like, you're so honest. I'm happy you came honest. Because it's the goal. No BS with SB, you know?
I think if you're not honest, you're not funny. You have to be, there's truth. This is, I'm still trying to find the equation. The equation of comedy. Until, you know.
The recipe.
The recipe, the equation.
You will never find the recipe.
It's why you're
going to do that all your life.
Yeah, and I think it's basically figuring out creativity. But what was the time? Yeah. So it was like this interview, like this, and then jumping here, and then jumping there. But you're so adorable when you begin. You're like, and people are like, look at this idiot. Like, it's so cute. So people, I don't know if people were laughing because I was funny, or I was just like a bumbling idiot. Adorable.
But another thing, you record it.
Yes.
So
yes,
you're already in the mood of a professional.
No, not at all.
No,
it was just to like look how kind of like it does.
Yeah, but okay. So indirectly, you record yourself. You know, you did. You wrote a number.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You were prepared.
That's a positive view of narcissism, I think. You know what I mean? This is like, oh, look at him trying to, you know, cut the fat. No. It was like, I want to see myself.
I was good.
Shine.
Tell me.
Exactly.
Tell me to the deal. I was good.
Tell me.
So why you wait? How long you wait after that?
For another open mic. I don't remember the details, but I remember doing a few open mics. Then I seeing that Joey Elias had a class. I'm like, oh, I love Joey Elias. He's one of the first comic I saw.
Okay, the first professional.
Professional at a comedy club. I remember once, I think it was like 17 or 18. This is when I discovered stand-up comedy.
Okay.
17, 18. 17, went to the Comedy Works. We said we were 18. We snuck in. We sat in the front row, and we arrived late. And Joey Elias was headlining at the Comedy Works.
Wow!
And I swear, Sebastian,
swear about it.
He, you know how amazing he is at crowd work.
Oh, he's the best.
Just so you know,
Sugar sent me too, but it's not the same.
Sure, I think he did a spot that evening, and
oh yeah,
yeah. And I just remember his professionalism, how he.
Oh no!
On,
yeah,
and then done.
Yeah,
it was like
exactly.
He came like a flamethrower.
Very important what you said, huh? On, off, right away. Yes.
And then like it just the, I don't know what performing is. I still don't know what is performing, but I remember going, okay, that's a performer.
That's
like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
How this. That's a superstar. Like, yes. I don't know who he was.
Yeah.
You hear his name, but yeah. Just but go
and, on stage. And you sit at the front.
Oh my god! Oh no. My god! So anyway, so I'll give you an. My friend, so I'm an Arab, right? My childhood best friend is Jewish. I have another childhood best friend who's Jewish. I have a Ukrainian friend who's also Jewish, and I have a Persian friend. And we arrived late because I'm never on time, and it's always my fault. And we sat in the front row.
Wow.
We were late.
Yes.
And back then, the Comedy Works used to be packed all the time.
No,
so there was
nobody wanted to sit at the front.
No, and we sat in the front.
Oh, you're screwed.
Joey,
you're screwed.
Elias, oh my God. To this day,
When you think,
we were the show.
When like, you take the class, did they remember you?
No.
Okay.
He done like 5,000 shows
okay.
Since. I think he's used to killing, you know.
Okay.
But he doesn't remember, but I remember. Especially at the Works. It's such a small room.
Yeah.
And the way it fills with laughter.
Yeah.
I don't think, I never did another room. Absolute comedy, sometimes when it's well packed.
Yeah.
It exposed that way, but the Works for me was the
goal.
It's like the Mecca. It's the Kaaba. It's
exactly.
Like the box of laughter. This is, ugh. It was just, excuse me.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. He burned. It's so sad.
And so yeah, I took the class. And
no. Stay there.
Where?
In front of Joey Elias. So
you know
you always love comedy, but you never ask yourself.
It was my first comedy show.
That,
it was the first time I saw like a live comedy show.
Yeah.
Because back then my parents, I think they installed Comedy Central. And I was discovering, oh, Eddie Murphy, delirious, fucking, wow, delirious was so funny. And then I'm like, oh, let's listen to everything stand-up comedy. And then I started listening to Lenny Bruce. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Wow.
But he's so interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, I had an iPod, you know, those old iPods?
Yeah.
Filled with stand-up.
Whoa, this is, wow.
But again, I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Because comedy was always in your life.
No, funny, being funny was always in my life. But
okay.
To quantify comedy is just like, oh, he's breathing. Oh, look, he's breathing. You know, you don't know you're funny till you're like, oh,
it's not because you're funny necessarily in life. You're gonna be funny on stage.
I was funnier in life when I
No, but you know what I mean. Front, no, it's my explanation. It's not because you make your friend laugh.
Yeah,
that means you're gonna be funny on stage because it's two worlds.
I think everybody, if you try hard enough, you can.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Try hard.
Yeah.
Nobody will do that anyway, too. You know, it's a big difference to make people laugh, but it's because you have a discussion.
Yeah.
But take the same joke,
who
make you go on stage with that. Good luck. You know,
it's
because
doable.
You don't have.
It's doable. I think nobody is funny on stage at the beginning.
Exactly.
I think very.
Exactly
few,
my point. But you didn't know that.
No, I didn't
you
even know.
You thought you were funny in life, so imagine on stage.
Yeah.
But it's an art form.
Yeah.
You know,
but you don't know what is an art form until
you bomb.
Until you bomb. Until you know it's an art form.
Exactly.
It's like the first person who drew on the on a painting, like on a cave. You know, he put his hand and he spit blood, and you know, like the caveman.
It's a great metaphor too, Bobby.
He didn't know. Yeah. He didn't know that was art.
No.
Until somebody's like, "Hey, can you do this in my house?
Yeah.
Like, I would like a fingerprint." Exactly.
Then rock.
And he's like, no, I don't do it for money. Give me a mammoth. Give me a mammut.
Start me a fire.
Start me a fire. And maybe, let's see, in his list, you know, I'll have three fires.
Three fires.
Two virgins and whatever.
Yeah. Three wolves.
Yeah, like, you don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know
no.
what you are naturally is actually an art form until you make it, like, until you go into that world.
So at that time when you start comedian, I will meet you, do you think I will feel you're cocky? Or it was just one night?
I changed so much, Sebastian.
Because me, when I meet you, you're not cocky anymore.
Yeah, but you grow older, you know, life.
Exactly.
Life just bombing after grumpies, after cleans, after sweating cold sweats, after nobody laughing, after somebody being offended by what you say.
Yeah, you said, oh, it's the job.
After people avoid eye contact with you. After a lot of drugs, Sebastian.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I need to.
I mean, it's very interesting where you go because the way you talk, it's like no matter what, there no go back. You know what I mean? You never say, you know what, I'm going to go to comedy. If it doesn't work, I can go back engineer.
Yeah, but that...
You never said that to yourself. Huh?
That, no,
did you?
But that was a... It was a process. It wasn't instant. I was at work and... I don't know, it's weird. I don't know if my theory is right. But as I said, I was beginning, like, towards the last maybe year when I was doing engineering and I was doing open mics, engineering became super easy. Like, I was looking at something like, oh, you just need to do this. And I think people listen to me more. I don't know, I gained confidence in engineering. I felt like an imposter for 7 years. And then you become good, and maybe you grow older too. You're not a child anymore.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. Take experience. You know what you talk about.
Yeah, yeah. You become good. You've built a few things. You have ton CV. Comment ça tourne? Yeah. But I was at work, and I was not able to focus anymore. I was like listening to podcasts, taking notes, and like I can't. And in engineering, and I think hopefully in other careers too, you need integrity. You know.
Integrity?
Yeah, because you build something wrong, that somebody could die. You build something wrong, you know, $200 million project is destroyed because of your mistake. So that conflict of like, oh, fuck, I can't go to work and listen to podcasts and pay attention to the podcast while I was working. So it was creating like a sadness in my heart, you know. I was feeling anxiety for the first time in my life. So
okay, I thought you quit and you started the comedy.
No.
It was a symbiote.
Exactly. So it's black, gray, white. You know what I mean? It's not a.
So when did you continue? Okay, I just want. When did you say to your boss, "I'm done"?
After taking mushrooms. No.
Really?
Yeah. I never took drugs in my life.
Oh wow!
So and you know what? I'm gonna try weed for the first time. At the age of 30, I smoked weed for the first time.
You're pure.
I was a pure.
The kid who wanted to be proud of the mother and father.
I wanted to be a good engineer. Yeah, that's it. You just accept like okay, this is you build your identity, right? This is who we are. As like who?
Yeah, engineer and don't take drugs.
I don't know.
Okay.
Engineer is very for me it was a very like it's you and the problem, you know.
Find a solution.
It's like you're here and you're calculating.
Yeah.
It's very you know we have meetings but we're all a bit autistic. You know we're all
give me
numbers.
I love numbers. Yes.
I give me numbers. I understand numbers more than I understand words. You know. So
wow.
It was more of a numbers game.
Yeah.
So I was feeling this anxiety. And I was smoking weed. I was like taking every Friday off to go like on the beach and like read a book about stand up and look at the water. Oh yeah, I was so bohème. It was
No, it's beautiful, man.
It's beautiful, but now that I should save my money.
At the time, no. But now, because we do a podcast.
Hopefully, when I'm successful, this will be a beautiful story. When I make it, now I'm like, I hope I'll pay my rent this month.
If you don't make it,
you're gonna be a fucking drug addict over there.
Book on the beach. Hey, it's John Malanas. He's always on the beach.
Always on the beach. Yeah. With his little drink.
It's a callback of
of another podcast. Yeah. Listen to it. It's a very interesting podcast.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So
I felt...
You're passionate, by the way.
When
you start something, you're into it.
Yeah, you want to be good at it.
Exactly.
It's not worth
the
doing
book,
something.
You know?
Because for me, it's like, let's do a bachelor in comedy, you know? Let's read...
What did you read?
Every book that you can think of.
The Steve Martin book.
I read the Steve Martin
book. Whoa, Steve Martin book.
I listened to the Steve Martin book.
It's
read by Steve Martin with he is such a... I don't know if he's a human. Honestly, there's some people you're like, I don't think they're human.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
Steve Martin, he has... gets you, and you listen. You want to.
Yes.
I like comedians that you want to listen to, and that you want to laugh. These are my favorite comedians.
Yes.
A lot of people are funny. Very few people are interesting. You know.
Exactly.
So he is. If you watch his old stuff, like he is so goofy.
Yeah.
And he is so captivating.
Yeah.
Very few people have that special whatever ingredient it is. And when he reads his book, it's as if. I don't know how your brain works, but like I was playing the movie in my head when he was reading, and he draws such beautiful pictures. Like I don't know if you, I read half of Charlie Chaplin's autobiography.
Okay.
And it's so sad.
Oh yeah, I know. Wow.
He has such a sad life. Yeah.
Like Steve Martin too. This is why I love the book, because he in the book he explained more.
Charlie Chaplin is sadder. Trust me.
I know.
It's an older
Wait, but what I mean is, in this Steve Martin, he showed the struggle.
Yeah.
But he showed when he was at the top, the struggle too.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm looking forward to that struggle, because it's just because it's the best. Because you just, it's as if being you're an open micer.
Yeah.
Once you're at that level, you just have to be funny. You have a manager to take care of your finances. You have an assistant who will bring you coffee whenever you want coffee. All you have to do is become like a troisième dan black belt. All
yes,
you have to
exactly.
do is it's like being an open micer.
Mm-hmm.
When you're I don't think business when I do comedy. All I think about is like, all right.
Yeah, me too.
Just be funny.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have fucking followers on Instagram. I'm shitty. I just want to do good jokes on stage.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't think about fun. I think it's the same thing when you get to that level. You just have to think about, you hire people to take care of all the non-creative, and I can't wait to get there.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
is.
But it's but. So because I don't know where to go now, because so many things.
I'm at the beach, and then as I said, I was experimenting with psychedelics.
Mushrooms,
yeah.
Where? When?
Home. Yeah, just take.
This is between. Isn't your fourth year?
Yeah, that,
or before.
No, that was before.
Oh, before you take the decision.
Yeah, before I take the decision, feeling this anxiety, reading about the magic mushrooms, like, oh, I'm gonna try it.
No way.
And I remember
alone.
Yeah.
No way, alone.
Yeah, of course.
Just mushroom alone.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I close my eyes and I go inside and I see what my brain has to say.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's. I read about it. I wasn't gonna do a drugs without reading the scientific proof that it's.
Who okay. care? When you forget that, when you take that.
No.
Okay, so what's happened?
So I read it. I read about it.
Oh, you eat it.
Eat it, and then you go inside, and you know things.
You find yourself.
Well, you know that you should find yourself.
You always. No, okay, sorry. You're right. I'm French, by the way. You.
We all know.
So you know. You know.
Yeah.
You always knew. Something about comedy, okay? It was always there.
Yeah.
But the mushroom, take that and
now that I
show you, like
people say that.
No, mais me,
c'est très poétique, you know. When
the
you
mushroom
say that.
Give you the truth, no matter what.
I think the mushrooms give you the courage. This is how I say
the courage.
Like, yeah, okay. Be like, you know what? I took mushrooms because you can take that information and do whatever you want with it. But you know, I took mushrooms. Now I just
ça s'est réveillé plus en toi. The mushroom opened your mind more about comedy than ever.
It brought up questions. It brought up
answers.
More questions. I'm more of a question guy. It brought up questions.
You took that all. What time it was? It was the night?
I don't remember. I think I took a day off or something, and I took it.
So what's happened after? Did you make a decision after that, or after you sleep?
So after that, again, memories are fuzzy because don't try to be.
Did you talk to people? Did you call people when you're on mushrooms? You stay alone.
I'm an alone guy, so I.
Never talk to nobody.
Just go inside.
Disturb you.
Yeah.
So you focus.
Yeah. It was.
No television.
No.
No music.
It was a very self-discovery type of.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Because it's a big change in life. So it's funny to talk about it. Because what do I sound like? I have no idea. But it's
18
very,
years old.
No.
Yeah, more than 18 years old. Because you
said j'avais 30 ans.
Yeah.
I was like,
your kids gonna watch this.
Yes, kids.
They
don't do drugs.
No, don't do drugs.
Don't listen to Uncle Amber.
Wait, 30 years old. You
I was 30 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and I began taking long walks. It was a time like, you know. Yeah.
With on mush?
No.
Okay.
Just maybe
but,
like
but
maybe a little bit of weed,
okay.
But just taking long walks at night.
Find yourself.
Because I'm like, who the fuck? The first time you go on stage, you're like, oh, I want to do this, but I have all this.
I have money, I have six-figure salary, I have an amazing job, working at an amazing company.
Yeah, exactly.
Learning, I'm like, who, like...
Why are we going to ridiculize myself?
Why am I going, yeah, you know, like, why am I fucking...
Why?
Why do I enjoy, not even enjoying it, you're bombing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're eating shit. Like,
why do you want to prove?
Why do I want to get
better
at this?
Want to prove something.
Why do I want to get better at this? Why do I want to prove something? And I remember I was walking, listening to music, and I heard the song, I'm sure you know it, Le Blues du Businessman.
Oui.
J'aurais voulu être
un artiste.
And I was walking, and then, again.
Whoa.
I was listening to the song. I was on walking on Saint-Hubert. You know, the marketplace?
The
road, the Saint-Hubert street, the Saint-Hubert market. And it was maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was listening to music and walking.
This song?
And I start just crying. Wow. I'm like...
Is it after the mosh or is it another day?
I can't.
Okay, you can't.
Yeah, but much as one day, it was just a one day.
You were in a big process of who I am, what I want to do in my life.
And then you hear the song, and you're like, and it's just, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I have to try.
Okay, because for people who don't know, and I don't know, because we're not there. You cry. What did you see? You see the truth. You see something. Yeah, you see. You have to stop. You have to follow your dream.
I saw like I have to try. Exactly. I don't have to follow my dream. I have to try. So
when you cry, you know the consequence about your decision.
You start to feel it, yeah.
Because the cry, it's more about around, like, I have to say to everybody, I'm gay, you know?
Yeah. It's as if I came out as gay. It's the same
exactly.
It's the same feeling like it.
Not that it's bad to be gay, but it's to tell to the people around you, like, what they're going to think about that.
I find gay people are lucky because they get to come out as gay, you know? They get like...
I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a comedian.
The comedians are the only straight people who get like, I'm an artist. So I think
you cry because you knew.
That song, man, and the voice of the singer, it just
Claude Dubois.
Yeah. He has such a powerful, and he the words.
It's Luc Plamondon wrote this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
A genius.
Yeah. Like he nailed.
So you cry, but after that, the smile arrived.
I don't know.
No. Because you make peace with you.
Yes.
Because you find the answer. You know.
I found like okay, I have to try, and then I go to my manager and I like Gérard. I want to take a
year. Hey Gérard, how are you?
He is one of the sweetest human being ever. I'm like Gérard. I want to take a year.
I'm gay. It's less stuff.
I'm gay, man. Alright, I'm gonna take a year.
To try homosexuality.
Takes up my ass. It's not far, honestly. Open mics and...
Oh, no, it's not far, man. It's less painful, by the way, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sébastien, I
have hemorrhoids, so I figure.
Yeah, Amber, don't say bad words. I have hemorrhoids. That's good.
You say this in the... So your words that mean, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Pain is pain.
Pain is pain.
You know?
So I tell my boss, I want to take a year sabbatical. And he's like, and I remember I was very, he's like, Amir, do you have friends? I'm like, yes. Such a sweet guy.
Oh, wow.
Like he was a good human, you know?
Because he felt you depressed? So you use it? You never say, no, I'm not depressed. I just wanted to come here.
I laughed when he said, do you have friends? I started laughing because I knew. It's hilarious, you know, like, what does that mean? Like, no, I'm good. I just, it's part of the, you know, it was good, honestly. I took a year off, and during that year, I didn't work, so I had some savings. So it was just, you know what, 1 year, try doing open mics, getting to know my brain. 1 year doing nothing, like nothing. I think I went to Chicago, I went to LA, I did open mics there.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. Went to Chicago. I had money back then, so I'm like, oh, I'm just...
yeah, cocky again.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's celebrate.
Let's go check. Let's go dress up. Find a nice
show
hotel.
It's easy.
Oh Jesus! I'm happy none of this existed. Like nobody remembers.
It's experience. It's very good life, you know.
Anyways.
And it's not that what you said. What a life.
Yeah.
So so you said. For year, the first year was so.
Yeah.
Is it the 4 years? So so it's Chicago, it's LA.
Yeah, the first year. Yeah. And the first year after.
What did you find of answer in the first year with Chicago and LA?
I don't know if I did open mics in Chicago, but I liked Chicago and I went alone. I traveled alone. I never traveled alone.
Okay.
So it was just again part of the. As I said, I didn't know becoming an artist. For me, anyways.
required so much self
confidence.
Tourner le miroir and look, who am I? You know?
Yes.
Especially, I think the first time you bombed, like, I thought that joke was good. Why didn't they laugh?
Yeah.
Is it me? Is it the joke?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's forever, it is.
It's like a mix of narcissism and doubt, and you're like trying to balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's especially coming from a world where I never performed. You know, I did some improv classes.
Never use your ego in the job.
Numbers speak more than your ego when you're an engineer. You know, like here are my numbers.
You,
like,
don't have
You know, I use ego to get girls, but
exactly.
And long beautiful hair. Yes, with a little ring and all that.
Whoa. Okay, so so what did you? So you realize the only way to succeed in comedy is full time.
It wasn't even to succeed in comedy. I'm like, let's do
to
comedy.
To be good.
Let's do comedy. Let's focus on it. It was not. It was a. How can I say this? It wasn't, every step wasn't certain. It wasn't like, it's comme un soldat, you know, soldat, he walks with confidence and every step, it was like, I have to go this, and like shoulders stunned, like, okay, that's the road.
Yeah. But it's more interesting than go back and to take back the job, because the guy called you back.
Yeah. After a year, he's like, hey, do you want to come back? And I'm like, no.
You said no?
He emailed me. He's like, I hope to see you one day. I told him,
what he said? Did you say, no, I'm a comedian now? Or did you say
he's
no?
He's like, are you interested in coming back? And I said, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I didn't miss it. If I missed it, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't.
How many shows did you make in this year?
This year?
The first year?
I don't know. It was only open mics and a few actual shows here and there. I was still not good, you know.
Okay, so, but what's happened with a guy who's very, you know, mid-serious, like...
Oh, that guy was broken.
Yeah,
of course. No.
Where's this guy?
He was broken. He was destroyed.
And he deserved KO.
Yeah. Well, I had
he
to...
He wants KO.
I had to go through the chaos...
Chaos, sorry.
I had to go through, I had like that. That's very, even as an engineer, I wasn't very structured. I like chaos. I'm not, my brain. But I was still structured enough to do the job that I did as an engineer. But I felt that, like, this guy had to die before you get to the, you know, if you're an artist, no, man, I'm super creative, I do it. And then, you know, now that I'm old, I'm like, no, you have to go back. Like, this is a skill, being structured. And
yes. Oh, yes.
And, this is, it's so important.
Yes.
But I'm slowly like taking back the good things of that old life and now incorporating it into my comedy.
Some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you kill, you're the king of the world.
Yeah.
But the day after it's done, you're nobody again.
Yeah. Then you have to go
same
back.
Same thing, but then bombing. And then when you start to learn that, like, okay, yes.
I'm not there yet. When I bump, it still hurts. So
oh, no, me too. Me too.
Like, to my core. I'm like, I'm funny.
Yeah, I have success. No, I know I have a great career. So I know what you mean. You mean, you know? It's nobody wants to bump. But sometimes you don't bump for the reason of bombing. Because when you're going to bump in front of people who listen to you and pay $20, now you're screwed.
Yeah.
But we always bump because it's more the condition.
For me, I see no difference. A lot of people say that.
You know what I mean?
If people pay...
No, listen to me. If the people don't listen to you and they don't know it's an open mic, they don't care. You don't bomb, man.
I don't care that they don't care.
You don't bomb.
Yeah, you still bomb.
No, because it's like to, anything it doesn't fit somewhere doesn't mean the person don't deserve to be there.
Okay.
You don't bomb.
I disagree.
You don't bomb.
Have you ever made somebody laugh in a bad place? I don't know if... Somebody is sad, you're at the hospital, somebody is dying. Like a place where nobody's supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
And then you make somebody laugh.
Yeah.
You're not supposed, like, forget art, okay? Forget
one
the
time,
art
one time, okay?
Yeah.
But in general.
Yeah.
Remember last week at the Mickey Man's pub, you were there.
Yes.
I was killing with nobody.
Yeah.
Okay, remember?
Yeah, I can hear you from the outside.
And the Grumpy's?
Yes, Grumpy's.
Remember? This is just luck.
Best set at Grumpy's in 4 years.
No, but this is luck. It's just, in general, you bomb.
Yeah.
But I don't go home, it's like, fuck, I bomb. I know why I bomb.
It's because it's a Grumpy. For you. This is how I eat bagels.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you bomb somewhere, people they pay to see a show, and you're not funny, now you bomb. because everything was set up for you to kill.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. Like, it's you.
This is bombing. This is bombing.
Okay, I see.
Because
yes.
we can see different kind of. Yeah. I can use another word, words if you want.
I see what you mean.
But
this
guy go every Wednesday at the Grenouille.
That's me.
Bombing.
Not every Wednesday.
No, you know what? No, listen to me. Not because of you.
Yeah.
Because of the condition. Because of the, you have to bring
people. It's a good
people.
Show, guys. It's a
amazing.
Good show.
So you have to cut.
Sometimes you it's hard. It's funny either way for you if you know that it can be bad. All I'm saying, you can look at this face.
You need a lot of guts to go every Wednesday, bring the crowd, and pretend as see we don't see you bomb in your face. Because you start to understand professionalism.
I'm starting.
Don't take that personally. Yeah. Because people sometimes, they want to laugh at your joke. But there are six, so they will not.
The way I see it is that I've made six people laugh before.
Exactly.
Before art, I've sat with six people and I've made them laugh. So why should it be different when I'm on stage?
Because
but
another
it will
day,
take me 10 years maybe to get.
You will never find the solution. It's why
I disagree.
It's why
the equation.
Trust me, man.
Come on, it's like going to a party and you meet six people and you're pump.
Okay,
let's go
professionally.
Okay.
You have your one-man show.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow, you have your 1 hour.
All right.
Trust me, remember what I said. Every night, crowd pay $30. Yeah. It's 500 people every night, never the same show.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah. And it's you said, no, I said that the same time, the same thing.
You see, I never said that. I disagree.
You know?
Every show is different. I agree. But I would like to have the capacity, the creative force to, A, read, have like, you know what I mean? Like, throw a few jabs to see what type of crowd am I talking with, and then deliver the material in the way that I would get through these people. That's the way I see it. For me, that's the way I see it. Like, if whatever the crowd is, I should have insight in my toolbox,
exactly.
in my creativity, how to get these six people laughing.
Yes.
And I'm building the toolbox.
I'm agree with that too.
Yeah.
My goal, no matter where, my goal is to make people laugh. And it's never the crowd. I will never say, oh, the crowd suck. It's not. But my point is, it was not that. My point is bombing.
Yeah.
The words bombing, the situation of bombing, it depends. Okay. Don't take personally if you bomb.
Yeah.
I'd say I just for laugh. If you bomb, you bomb, because everything was there for you.
Yeah.
But in our the different show we do, the worst condition.
Yeah.
Who care if you bomb?
Yeah.
You practice other stuff. You practice the muscle to set your ego. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? You built your muscle of
yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? It's more like that.
It's not you.
No, it's not because of you.
Yeah.
But it's why you think I'm doing that? To say to my ego, shut up. Don't do that show. You deserve better. You're here. You're not supposed to. What are you talking about? I'm a professional. I should go there no matter what. You know why I said that? Because the documentary of Jim Carrey, Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, this guy. The movies, I watched this movie 1,000 times. Jerry take his jet, fly to New York, take his Porsche, drove to the comedy cellar, and bomb. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who I am, me, to say I'm not going there anymore because you're nobody. You know, I'm not like I don't respect myself. I'm somebody. But if Jerry is able, he said, you want to be a comedian, you want to work, you want to build something, you have to do that no matter who you are, where you are in your career, you know? And you got it. You got it.
Okay.
And I'm jealous positively because me, I would love to start my career like you, hustling. Because me at the time, we don't have this.
I don't see it as hustling, but yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have that at the time. Me,
I see it as homework. For me,
homework.
For me, every open mic is like doing my homework every day.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you have shows, it's the exam. It's like a physics exam.
Yeah.
And like, did I do my homework? If I did them, I feel it's seriously. And Sid told me this. Like my demeanor, Sebastian. What is demeanor?
I don't know.
Exactly. I'm like, how I feel before I go on stage. Forget the crowd. It could be a good crowd, it could be a shit crowd. How I feel before I go on stage determine how the well the show does.
So if you have a doubt or if you're confident.
Sid can fucking, he spots,
he reads me,
because he knows me so well. He reads me like he knows before I even go on stage, like, okay, he's going to be a good show. Just my demeanor. And he tells me like these little things that stay in my mind. So I'm like, okay, what affects my demeanor is if I do my homework. Did I write every day? Did I think about stand-up every day? Did I work out? Did I do some cardio? Did I meditate? Did I eat well? Did I didn't drink too much? Am I healthy? If all that is good, I usually, like, I will have, you know Brian Regan.
It's the clean comic?
Yeah, he is one of the best comics in the world.
Yeah, I know him.
And he said a line, and it just stuck in my head. He said, when I go on stage, I like to, like, if the crowd is bad, I want to give them a good show. If the crowd is good, I want them to give them a great show. And if the crowd is great, then I'm going to give them an amazing show. So always one...
How they know that? During the set?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess he goes on stage.
Okay.
Like he always... He
wants, you said before the show, he always do that.
And I heard he say that this is how his mentality, like his philosophy, when he goes on a...
Okay.
When he goes
why do you think he do that?
I don't know. I guess one up the audience.
He could say if the crowd is bad, I'm gonna try to be better.
Yeah, that's the exactly. If the crowd is bad, I'm gonna do good.
Okay. Always push himself.
Always take the crowd and bring them up. And if the crowd is amazing, then you give them an amazing show.
Yeah.
And I like that idea because if there's always a challenge.
Anyway, it's naturally. When you're on stage and you feel the crowd happy, you're gonna give more automatically.
Absolute comedy. Oh my god. Oh. If you're listening, I love the crowds at Absolute.
Ottawa,
Kingston,
and Toronto.
I've never done Toronto yet, but Kingston, it's so many. Like the fact that I drive there, I feel like Rocky. You know, like, like I did that. Punched the meat.
Boom, something.
I'm there and I just.
You want to come back?
I thunder. Just. I bring.
No time to have a doubt about. Is it funny, this guy?
That's fucking. Boom. And they're so generous.
Are you still in comedy because your ego said you put everything there? But you don't like it, but you have no choice because you quit a great job and you have to prove something to the people around you. Or no, au contraire, because you love it no matter what. You know what I mean?
I love my life now.
Okay.
I love, it's as if it's natural. Now doing comedy is like, I do comedy, you know.
It's your world now. You don't ask yourself every time.
It's me, you know. I have self-doubts where like, oh my god, I should quit, of course.
Yeah.
But like, I love my routine, you know. I love finding ways to write. I enjoy coming up with new jokes more than performing them. I find it's like a new girlfriend, you know. The first time, it's like, wow. It's like, I love the new joke.
I mean, yeah.
I try to write every day.
Do you start the difference about who you are, like, say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, on stage? Like, you see the muscle arrive on if you watch in the mirror? Who you are now? Do you start to say, hey, I'm good, I know I have something? Are you still...
No. Oh, I'm still...
Trying to find who you are on stage?
I try not to think about finding myself.
Okay.
I should be like this. But sometimes it's too like, I should... My back, but I think it's. I haven't. The second I feel that I got it, okay, I have to be like this. It flows away from my hand. Every time I feel like I grabbed it, like okay, this is my voice or whatever.
Yeah.
It's. I can't. Maybe I should stop trying to grab it. Maybe, you know, it's like you have to be zen. The second I try to grab it, it flows away. So I'm trying. Not to think about it and just be zen, you know? Be in the moment, be with the people, try to have a conversation. I try to find rules, though. I'm a hypothesis guy. So, okay, what are the constants that I'm like, okay, build a connection. Some people, it's their tempo. When I'm on, I have an amazing tempo. That's what I know, like Momoi.
Yeah.
I have a rhythm.
Yeah.
A joke that if I don't deliver it with my rhythm,
Yeah,
it just comes out at me being sexist, racist. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I, you know, but if I have my rhythm, and if I just capture the audience with my rhythm, I'm not even on stage. Like, I don't perform. I have.
I know what you mean. You're on the expression. You're on the way.
Who is it? Who is it? I don't know. It was just.
You don't think. You just do it. You're in the moment present. I know. You don't. Yeah. But sometimes, I hate that when you watch yourself. You know, you're on stage, but you watch yourself perform.
Yeah.
You're not in the moment present. You think too much about. You never lived it.
I think you get there when you do like hours.
Okay.
Or when you're on stage for an hour, you get to now. Yeah.
You know, you're right, 5 minutes and all that.
7, 10, you know, like if I do 7, 10, it's, I like that. It's funny. I like when I'm thinking twice on stage. I like when I'm thinking.
But this is coming up. Thing. This is when you know your stuff by heart.
I can't wait to hit them with this. Wow. And then they didn't expect the call, but wow. Yeah. It's such a,
This is the work. The work it takes. When you're ready to think about other, you know, okay, this will arrive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or I know I can do the call back with her before. Yes. And because you take, on stage, host every week, go back 10 times every night, make you stronger than ever,
I'm starting to do that now. Now I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to, like for example, the last show, I decided that I'm gonna try to make associations with the next comic, with the previous material, the comic before him, he did a joke, for example, that Ted Bundy, gonna correlate. So I'm just trying to build like connections that weren't connected before.
Yes.
And it's so fun.
Yes.
It's so fun. Like you just do.
So now you start to enjoy to be a comedian. The process. You start to have fun with that.
I'm enjoying.
You still have an OZ. You know.
I would like to make more money.
Yes.
I would like to pay my.
Don't worry. You're not too far. You know.
What I enjoy is life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I enjoy the creativity. I enjoy the process more than like.
Do you enjoy to be in this industry?
I don't know if I am in an industry. I think at my level, I don't think you call it industry.
You know? Yes, you are because
I make like $100 a month.
No, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the respect of other comic.
I always chase this.
You're always there everywhere. No matter an open mic, just arrive in the corner there. You're there.
Yeah.
You're everywhere. You're awesoming. You give the example of other comic because a lot of comic ask you to you.
Yeah.
What is the secret to success in comedy? He said that watch me. See, you have to.
No, don't watch me.
No. You have to. No. You're a great example of comic.
I think work. No secret. Write every day. Tom Segura said it best. Write every day. Perform every day.
Exactly. And less the time.
It will tell you. The beautiful thing I find about maybe writing or stand up is that you're like there's how can I say it's the inside that's coming out.
Yeah.
And if you read what's inside, sometimes some people it's like healing themselves. You know, some people they're like more attacking. Like some people it's more loving. Some people it's jabby. You know, so listen. It's sometimes you do by doing your stand up. You will tell yourself what you should do. That's why when somebody like quits comedy, I'm like, oh, he found what I find. Like you're talking to yourself. It's like a self-therapy thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe I should be a writer or maybe. But that's the beautiful thing about writing or doing stand-up. Like you're talking.
Exactly.
You're talking to yourself. You always end up finding something.
Yeah. Do you think the Joel Elias class gave you something you can use now?
I think just talking to Joey is a tremendous gift, you know?
Okay.
I think just discussing the craft is, I love.
So so what did you use in the class in your comedy now?
He told me to do less crowd work. I remember to this day, and I remember I was on stage, I'm like,
Why you say that to you?
Because it's a class, right? So you see the same people every time. I'm like, I can't do the same material they heard last week. So I'm like, I started, he's like, stop doing crowd work.
Okay.
And he's right, because crowd work is fun. But man, once you get into the writing, and now you start, your ideas become like, and it's so hard. And I think until I'm 90 years old, I'm gonna find the equation, guys.
Yes. You have the equation. You just want to complicate yourself about finding something other side, you know?
But you are inside. I like this.
You are inside.
I'm in the matrix.
Okay? Yeah. You are inside the matrix of comedy.
I see.
I don't think you understand what I just said, like, because you're so into it, you think something.
Yeah.
But trust me. Trust me, when the time is gonna arrive for you to do a Just for Laugh, you will be so ready.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't understand how you're gonna be ready because you did not cheat. You know, some people, a lot of people I know in my career,
you can't cheat.
No, you can. You know, you can.
Are you making people laugh?
No. Cheat means no homework. So it's no grand piece, no McKibbins. I'm gonna do two shows. You know what I mean?
But you can. You're.
No. You can be. You can, because my point is always hustling, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So some my friend hustling. Stop hustling because they think they are there. Just start to do two shows a week, you know. Yeah. And when it's time to the big show, poof, oh.
They eat.
It's not, you know, it's not because it's we live in the past with our stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I did 12, 15 TV shows, you know, you don't care.
Yeah.
Who are you now on stage now? No matter who you are, I have 15 trophies at home, you know.
Who are you now?
Yes.
It's like a philosophical. Who are you now is so important for stand up.
Yes.
For everything where you have to, you know, you have to take the inside and who are you now is so important. Because sometimes I say a joke about a girl that I did like 2 years ago, and then I do it now, and people are like, it's not funny. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't feel it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't feel it inside. So who am I now?
Yeah.
And I don't know how to fake it. I don't know how to like go back to like that emotion I was feeling about that thing and do it again. I don't know how to. I haven't yet. Like that's why maybe it's a clutch writing every day, trying to come up with new jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I find it's a crutch because like your jokes about McDonald's, all right?
Yes.
Every time like he is so fucking angry. At
Yes.
And every time I'm like, oh my god, he is. And it's as if. It's the first time.
Yes.
Piece of shit. Give me my
exactly
my tray, and I don't know how to.
Me, you know, I do that.
It fucking
I do that. I remember when this situation arrived in my life, because it's a real story.
Yeah, but then okay,
that's why I can remember.
But I remember the laughs. But oh, it's funny, and then you do it, and you're laughing. They're like, well, it's as if I have to, like, feel.
It's acting.
I don't know how to act.
You don't know how to act.
I never acted. Well, except confident when I'm talking
about. No, you always act because it's not true every time I saw you on stage you're happy. And you show you're happy. So if you can pretend to people I'm very happy to host,
I think I should
you're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it would help. What do you think?
Maybe improv more than acting.
Yeah.
Because improv is in the moment present. You have to act something in the moment present.
Yeah, but acting you have to repeat. No, I think acting, because improv, it's you're always in the present
exactly.
moment.
Exactly. But you're
acting,
comedian.
You have to be in the present moment with something that you said 50 times. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to. I think I should.
Yes, but the problem with acting is always a fake situation.
Yeah.
Your stuff, it's you.
Yeah.
It's your situation.
Yeah.
It's your emotion.
Yeah.
So let's talk about maybe an emotion.
Yeah, an emotion.
I saw you do an emotion all the time, and I said, I feel the emotion.
Yeah, but I'm getting better.
It was 2 years
I'm
ago.
Watching you. Because you're doing my shit open mic. So I'm like,
okay.
Oh, I could just lie a little.
Yeah.
Just go like, fucking McDonald's.
Like, yeah, man, yeah. Because I'm not pissed off anymore.
No. You know, it's a great. You're making money with your anger.
Yes.
So I.
About stupid stuff.
About stupid things.
You know, like, you know, where's my 10 cents of A&W hamburger, you know? But I find.
I can't wait for you to get in shape. So you're like, you're skinny, and you're like, fuck him, like, he goes to McDonald's? Where the fuck did he go to McDonald's?
I know, I'm working on that, you know, I'm working on that, you know, it's a...
You have tremendous energy. I don't know, like, you have tremendous energy.
I'm so very passionate about comedy.
Yeah?
Me, I live, drink, see, eat comedy, you know what I mean? It's why I'm fat, it's because when I'm happy, I eat, when I'm not happy, I eat, you know? It's
you need to be poor again.
I need to be poor again.
Sebastian.
Yeah, you're right. And,
be hungry.
But no, I walk now. You know, I don't worry with that. But you're right. But I'm not on drugs. I'm not on a video game poker machine. And you know, but you're right. I'm emotional because it's an emotional.
Everybody's
job.
Different. Some people, it's like Stephen Wright.
Yeah,
it's like a monotone.
Yeah,
like
but
Harrison Weinreb,
yeah.
One of the best fucking comics in the city, like a new guy.
Yeah,
he's monotone,
yeah.
And it's
His performance is a lack of performance. It's like he's...
Yeah, he did not choose that, by the way. Huh? Yes. It's comedy choose that.
Yes, I don't know what's mine.
So you're gonna find it, you know? You're gonna, because it's part of you. It's like a puzzle, like you have like 15, it's, I don't know, it's, what is that behind that, you know? You're gonna find it. And the only way to find who you are, it's to continue to do a show every time, all the time, all the time. Because people don't want to jump to be funny, but they forgot to be able to be bien sur scène.
Yeah.
Comfortable on stage,
yeah.
Take years. Comfortable to talk on the mic, take years. You know? So, they pop, and we all do that at the same time. Yeah. It's not just... You know, so this guy was not funny. Yes, you're right, but he went on stage, so you respect him, no matter what. You know, say that guy sucked. You know, when I go to open mic, say, yeah, it's your turn. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up, you know.
I've been there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know the small crowd, small talk, you know, in the open mic. You're gonna see people are not there for the good reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because comedy, it's not NHL. Nobody, Midget Pee Wee will play with Sidney Crosby, but us, yes.
Yeah.
So because of that, people think because they play with Sugar Sammy at the same show, I'm here. No, you're not.
No.
You're you, and you play with. Pray here. Be grateful, but don't try to, you know what I mean?
You're on the same ice. That doesn't mean that you're an NHL player.
No.
You're both on ice.
Yes.
You're both skating on ice. It's ice. It's frozen water.
Yeah.
But you're not...
No, you're not ready. But this is our life.
It's so fun to get better at things, though.
Oh, man. Me
changed my life.
Every day, I learn something in comedy. Every day, I make peace with my ego, you know? It's fun.
Yeah.
The ego, it's for different kind of situation. But yesterday, I did an open mic. And the joke, nobody laughed. And I should continue.
That's funny.
I said... Maybe it's not funny, but come back in 6 months, it's gonna be a killer joke, you know? But this is not me who said that. It's my ego. And I said, like, and
it's saving yourself.
And I still said, aha, you need to continue to go to the open mic because your ego is still there, you know?
But I thought, like, ego is important, you know?
No, I know it's ego. You know, it's ego.
It's a weird art.
But I talk about to be humble, to be grateful, because people are mad and they don't realize that you do an open mic. Because it's free, because it's a shitty place, they don't understand the chance they have.
The crowd, to go on stage
and perform for free and have a crowd, no matter, and be part of a community.
Yeah.
It's you know, they don't understand because it's a shitty place. No. It's not a shitty place. Open mic, it's the gym. It's the you said you're an engineer.
No.
If you don't have open mic, good luck. You're gonna fall, man. You need this structure to be able to.
I hope so.
You know,
no, trust me.
It's why I always said you're amazing. You give me the opportunity to say, you know what? You don't hustle. You think you're hustle. You're not. He is, and he should follow his path. And you know what? I did all the time. You know that. And you make me realize. I'm so late in my process. No. It's a long. No.
That's you. You're being your own manager right now. So
I
can't give.
I'm my own. Exactly. But I want to. It's something to be funny. It's very important to be happy too, and be grateful to have the opportunity to do this job. It's an amazing job.
I think happy is overrated. Honestly, I think happy is overrated.
What do you mean?
In the sense that. It's okay, like, it's part of being human to sometimes be unhappy.
No, I know, I'm happy to be this job. To do this job.
Yeah.
Because you still do open mic. Sometimes, someday you're gonna start to do show.
Yeah.
Me?
I do shows every Wednesdays.
No, a big show, corporate.
Yeah.
And you're gonna realize more what I said to you now about me. I bomb all week, and the weekend I kill.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy now because
The gradient.
Yes.
The delta.
I'm more grateful, and it's why I appreciate more the open mic, because now I'm not scared to go in front of 500 people who pay $20. What's going to be the worst? You know? I did 10 open mic before white bomb, nobody listen. Yeah. You know what I mean? So this is why you said you don't know what is there. You're gonna know soon when you guys, oh wow, I did my homework. And you do your homework, and soon, trust me, you're gonna kill everywhere in any kind of situation. Because the goal is for me, the open mic.
He's my motivational speaker, right?
No, mate, it's why I do that for everybody who watch this. You know, everybody have a different situation, path in life. You know, but at the end, it's the same thing. It's do your homework. Don't cheat. Don't you want to do it just for laugh? You need 10,000 hours.
Minimum
500 show before to say to everybody, you think I'm funny, you know? Focus on your stuff. Do your own work before you want this. Or envy other people. Yeah. Why they are there? I'm supposed to be there. I'm more funny. No, you're not.
I've never been like that.
You know, good for you, man. No, good for you, because it's not good for
not perfect. Sometimes I am.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just...
Hey, we beat a record. 1 hour, 15 minutes, guys, just for you.
You wanna?
I wanna continue. If the camera stops, it's done.
When the camera dies,
it's done.
That's sure.
Don't be scared, guys.
I find it's you can't, like, if you kill, you kill. Like, if you go on stage and people laugh, whether it's, you know, 5 people or 500, it's a Jerry Sandler said it perfectly. He said
exactly.
It's a
you kill.
It's you and the people. Mm-hmm. This is your relationship. People will talk. Let them talk. People will be envious.
Yeah.
This is the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
You're communicating with these people. That's all that matters. If you're killing, if they're listening, good people. I don't know. Maybe it's hopeful thinking, but good people who are good at their art, who are, you know, kind, honest, they tend to succeed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
I hope
you did the Just for Laughs audition.
Yes.
They did not pick
hosting.
You.
Hosting.
They did not pick
hosting.
You.
Yes.
I'm sure fire was inside. If you use this fire properly, man.
I don't know. You see, I don't think about it that way. I don't use that.
No, man. So it's like, I was not disappointed when I heard I would not be there.
No, I was very happy. I was when Seth told me I'm hosting. I'm like,
no. When they said we will not pick you.
Yeah.
Just for laughs, you were disappointed, for sure. Don't tell me. You do that for that. It's like
You
part of
it. It would have been like a badge. It would have been like if it was a scout.
Don't bullshit.
Like don't bullshit.
Okay, so
it would have been great, but I kind of knew. Like, I saw people.
No. Like, stop. Just answer.
Yeah.
You were disappointed.
A little. Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that positively. You know what I mean? For the next year.
You see. For what excites me is not the addition next year.
Okay.
No. It's like, oh my God, I have this new joke about compost.
Okay.
Fuck.
Let's talk about that.
That's
what is your goal for the next year? What did you achieve? Did you wrote something like, what is your next goal? To build a 20-minute killer, 45, or where are you in this process?
Hmm.
What do you want?
So okay, I have micro goals.
Yes.
Micro goals is to write every day.
Write every day.
Perform as much as possible. Just to have that feeling inside of
doing
your homework. And to feel that I did my homework.
Yes.
These are like,
okay,
these are my everyday goals.
Very, very important.
Bigger goals, I would call them dreams.
Yes.
But I would like to start middling more.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Have I want to be a good middler, like an excellent middler.
Yes.
With unique material, with funny material. I want to be interesting. I think a lot of people are funny. I want to be interesting. I want to use my brain to, like, I want people to go, I want people to listen to me as much as I want them to laugh at my jokes.
Okay.
This is so. Yeah, I would like to middle more. If you book comedy,
you will, Bob.
This guy.
Okay. And the big goal, you said.
I want to be a headliner.
This is your ultimate goal.
I want to be a headliner.
No, Tonight Show, Just for Laughs TV show, or be part of Just for Laughs or Zoo Fest One Man.
I think
show.
Once I'm an excellent headliner, these will come.
Okay. So,
what about
pay your rent? Is it something? Pay your rent.
I prefer to be an excellent comedian. And I don't want to pay my rent with shitty jokes. You know what I mean? I feel it's the inside feeling. You know, I want this to be. I prefer to slowly, one of my friends, his name is Guillaume, okay? And it's, you know, I don't know if you notice that sometimes, but the people who you grew up with, they some of their patterns or some of their ways of thinking, they stick to you. And he's an excellent engineer. He's, again, one of the smartest men I know. He's my best friend.
Oh,
you know, like I have to, you have Genia and you have Guillaume. Yeah. They define me as a human.
Okay.
And I always found Guillaume, the way he built, it's one brick at a time. So he'll put a brick, he'll put the cement, he's like, okay, the brick is good.
Yes.
Then he'll put the second brick. He'll make sure they're both aligned. And then he'll put the third brick.
Yeah.
And now he's 35, he's 36.
So.
And he, the wall he built, primo.
Sometimes we're more like that.
I am, I've always been like, ah, come on.
Yeah, me too.
But then you start becoming an artist. Well, he's an engineer. That's his art. He's an excellent engineer.
Yes.
He found, like, he found a reason to build his cement wall so well. So now I'm like, all right, I want to build my own wall.
In comedy.
In comedy. One.
So where are you? Where's your wall?
Every day.
Is it solid?
Yeah, I think
you feel you're solid.
I'm building a nice base now.
In control. Yes.
I'm building a nice base. Slowly, I'm building the nice wall, but now it's like
I build it and they will come.
Build it. I want to feel like an open micer till I die. Maybe I want to. Maybe I'll headline, but that feeling you have an open mic, like this joke is fucking amazing.
Yes.
Bananas. Fucking.
Oh, amazing. I know what you. I know.
That's. I want to. I was speaking with another open micer, and I'm telling him, I want to be an open micer till I die. Like that feeling.
Me too.
I want to be a millionaire, I want to be
exactly.
Like, I want to like that feeling of like.
Exactly.
Till I die. Till I die.
No, no matter what, the best feeling it's. You wrote a joke. You tried, and
the thought
killed.
The thought.
So what's happened? Yes. What's that? It was on my desk 6 months for the last 6 months. You know.
What you said. What's my goal? I would like to be able to take a new joke, and the first time I perform it, that magic power. The first time you say a joke.
Yeah.
The tempo is perfect.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Your face, the what it shows.
You know what you said? You said so many stuff. It's why open mic is great.
Yeah.
Because you have the opportunity to bomb, and people know that because it's an open mic. So welcome to open mic. We're gonna try joke.
We're gonna bomb tonight.
It's the only job. Nobody go to attention, tout le monde, attention. We're gonna watch Ginette at the cash machine too. If she works well today. And she, oh my God, no, I was not prepared. I drank yesterday, and we watch her pass the stuff, you know, at the grocery store, and we all watch.
She was too quick. That rhythm.
She would quit a lot. You know, nobody nobody wants to do that. You know what I mean?
I want to be able to rescan the same thing if you want to do the metaphor for Ginette, like the way she scanned the cornflakes, and the first time was perfect. I want to be able to rescan the same cornflakes with the same presence.
Exactly.
Zen.
Man, listen.
That's my goal. If I can fucking nail that.
Last week, I did an open mic and I bombed, and the guy, a guy who saw me, he said, don't give up, Baldy. And I said, I will not. And the day after, I did 1 hour. I have a standing ovation, you know? So it's like, wow. So it's why I eat chips, you know? Because it's tough to tell. Somebody said, don't give up, and standing ovation. So it's why the ego is very important. Both sides. Like, I will not give up. And said to the ego, remember yesterday? take the standing. Thank you so much, everybody. Tomorrow, ST, you're going to rebound. And it's why I said, for me, bombing, it's not negative. You know?
Because you tasted the, oh my God, Sebastian.
You will. But don't worry, you will. And
I killed.
Exactly.
But not in front of 500 people.
No, I know. But you said before, no matter 500 or 10, you kill.
I tried my best. You said that. But I also eat a lot.
So you already know where you are. Yeah. You don't do that for the last 4 years for nothing.
If we keep pointing that way, because that's where the stage of Ronnie, and this is where we do
Man, is it a record? Yes, 124.
On continue.
Like I said, because in case the camera stopped because of the battery, this is the important question of the podcast.
Before we do, I want to finish the story before the important question.
Oh, I'm going to come back.
Okay.
No. It's because I want to be sure you answer this and okay. question. Do you think the Montreal Expo are back in Montreal?
For sure they're going to come
back. Oh yes, oh, why? Sure. Why, Bobby?
Because I find Montreal is growing.
Yes.
Montreal is becoming, it's nicer and nicer. All this construction, now people complain.
Yes.
But it's not for us. It's for in 10 years, the city is going to be the Manhattan. I think we're going to be Toronto. Montreal has more soul. It has that little French taste. I think the girls are hot here.
Yes.
There's a lot of art.
Romantic. Old Port.
It's romantic. No, Old Port.
No, but the stadium's gonna be there.
Yeah.
On Peel.
Wherever they, I hope they don't put it in the Old Port. I hope they put it.
It's gonna be there.
I hope they don't.
It's decided. Yeah.
I think the Old Port is called Old Port. It's old.
No, I mean, did you went there? No. It's all new, Griffintown.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, man. With the Canal Lachine, you know, the water, the boat, you know, and
that's the gentrification,
the five roads, you know, flashing, you know.
You need that.
30,000 stadium outside. You believe in that?
I think, yeah, of course. People want to make money. It's not
so right then. So let's go back to what you want to talk. I want to just be sure.
Before
the camera.
For sure.
I'm not sure.
I romanticize my time with the Expos. I was young, fresh immigrant, maybe 11, 12 years.
Wow.
And I used to go with my brother to watch Expos, because back then it was like $10.
Yeah.
You pay to sit up there,
and you
and
sit
then
down.
You go down.
And the bobblehead.
And the third inning, and you're like, woo!
Yes.
Henry Gonzalez.
Yes.
Guerrero.
Yes.
Felipe Alou.
Wow.
Moise Alou.
Yuppie.
These are my, this is my generation. But honestly, it was never about the baseball. It was always
about the ambience.
Not even.
Family.
It was just my brother, just the bonding, my brother and I.
Family.
Just begging my brother to take him. Please, can I, he's my older brother. Please, can I hang out with you? And it was just being, I always disliked sports. I'm not a fan.
I don't watch hockey, I don't watch baseball. Yeah.
But the older I get, the more I it's not really about the sports.
No.
It's about inspiration to see people succeed. And also it's about the bonding.
Yeah.
So it's not like when I hear, for example, the Raptors. We went to, there was an open mic and the Raptors were playing and we had to wait. So I was like, fucking Raptors. Let me do my fucking joke so I can go home. And I was watching the people and I never watched sports in a bar. And I was watching the people who were like, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago, we didn't even know basketball existed.
Opportunist.
And then I was watching, it's his dad bonding with his three teenage boys. The dad doesn't give a shit about basketball. He's with his kids, you know, he's so happy. I'm like, this is why people watch sports.
Yes.
Rassembleur. C'est rassembleur.
How do you say that in English? Ressemble?
Let's go with yourself. I don't think it is.
No, it's you know, family, everybody, ethnicity, you know.
It brings people together.
Generation.
Together,
all the generation at baseball, you know. Yeah. Girls love baseball. Kids love baseball. Yeah. It's family. Yeah. It's outside. It's cheap, like you said.
It's something to do when you're falling in love with the people you love.
Yeah.
It's something to do, you know. Yes. It's you can't. I like being alone. I'm a little lone guy.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
But the I get it. Oh yeah. I didn't grow up with that culture, you know. I grew up in Lebanon during war, you know.
Whoa.
So the what kept us together was like, all right, there's war. So let's always.
Yes.
So it wasn't happiness that brought people together. It was like, we need to stick together, or someone must die. Like, you know what I mean? If we don't, we will crumble.
Yeah.
So I'm used to using this to see how communities are formed.
Yeah.
But you know, we're in Canada, there's none of that. So I understand baseball, I understand watching.
Yes.
It's a war, but you know, it's not a real war, but it still brings people together.
Yes.
So now, as I grow older and I'm more mature, I'm like, oh, okay, it's not. The problem is with everything. You look at the worst of everything and you think this is. So you see the guy with the, everything is painted, he's like, and you think, most people. I keep spitting on you. I'm sorry.
No, you should do a number with that because I saw the emotion. About
me spilling.
No.
Is that 720p?
You said I had difficulty to say emotion. No, look at that. You should talk about that, like the reality of when the war and people are mad because the team lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the same. It's
it's the same feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same, oh, like oh, a bomb fell. The last, it's like people need to live these emotions.
Yeah.
And in times of peace, if you're smart enough, you can bring these emotions to people for a good amount of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to live these emotions. You can't, you need emotions. Yes. This is what defines us as humans, like the fact that we can't handle our emotions, you know?
Like you,
nobody's like you did today.
You know?
What did I do today?
Generous.
I'm generous, thank
true,
you so much.
No bullshit, you know, honest. And this is why I invite you, and this is why you're a great guy, great human being.
Likewise.
But listen, trust me, I'm grateful, I'm happy you have you, because in 5 years, we're gonna rewatch this. Nowhere. No. Maybe a belly.
No, come on. I'm working out. I'm boxing. I'm taking care of myself.
But trust me, you're going to succeed.
Thank you so much.
You already succeed because you don't cheat and you already kill yourself. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that means.
It means you suffer every night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you start to less. Yeah, exactly. Now you start to understand the concept. And it's why I do that for people, because some people say, I always wanted to come here. Where I start? Hey, we just did a podcast about that. Am I Rez?
Eh? Hi, guys.
Thank you so much, my man. Pleasure. I hope you're going to come back.
You know
what I mean?
This is so fun.
You're the best.
Thank you.
And you're an example for me. Okay?
You're an example
it's
for me.
It's not Jim Carrey. It's not Jerry Seinfeld. It's Am I Rez. Okay, follow his
you heard him?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
You're on Facebook?
Yes.
And we have a show tonight together.
Yes.
At the Grumpy's. We're going to bomb together and we're going to celebrate. You know what I mean? When I say bomb, he still don't understand. Bombing, it's when you go somewhere and nobody knows they're going to have a comedy show and they don't care.
But that's my life, pretty much.
It's my life too, Bobby.
No, but then you
I'm here before you. I'm the Bullet.
Yes, okay. I know. Bullet is great spot.
Yes.
Bullet is a great spot.
Bullet is first. I'm always first.
I always
want to bomb fast as possible.
Good night, guys. I'm going to go home. Yeah. Eat my chips, go to sleep in my nice condo. Hopefully, let's be positive.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the show will go well. We'll find ways to get them to listen. My compost joke will work.
Yes.
I need to plug shows. Guys, every Wednesday, La Petite Grenouille.
Yes.
I'm the host of the show.
Yes.
It is, if you want to experience comedy, if you want, like, what is comedy before Just for Laughs? Like, what is it?
What is the process?
Yeah. What is bombing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What is a new guy and what is an experienced guy?
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, 8:30, if we're not late, usually it's 8:40, but then 8:30, come, La Petite Grenouille. I'm the host. The guy who produces it is one of the sweetest human beings on the planet. His name is Sid. Just come and laugh and just find out what real comedy is. Sometimes comedy is the jokes. Sometimes it's just you're in the moment and the jokes come.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe I'll be mean to you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. But if I am, it's going to be only for funny. It's always for jokes. So come experience real humor.
Raw.
Raw.
Not perfect.
Uncut.
Sweat.
Sweating.
Yes. Bombing.
The light sometimes doesn't work.
The music doesn't start.
Fucking our DJ, sometimes he forgets to press play. But I don't know. I'm so thankful he comes.
And Peroni here.
Peroni,
every weekend.
Yes, every weekend.
I think the website is montrealville.ca.
I think it's mtlcomedyclub.com or comedyclubmtl.com.
Comedyville.com. So
also.
This is pro comedy.
This
so
is pro
if
comedy.
You kill Wednesday, you're able to come here this Saturday or Friday.
All the new guys, once they do well, Sid is like, you got it, kid.
Exactly.
And then he sends them to another show. I think he sends them to the new one on Thursday.
Oh, the Rosewood.
The Rosewood.
Old Port.
Yeah, so this is like
Saint
step
Jean
two.
Street.
So this is like the Blue Belt.
Yeah.
Rosewood. And after Rosewood, Peroni. Yeah. In my opinion, it's going to be the next big thing in Montreal, this place.
Merci beaucoup, man.
Thank you so much.
Likewise,
thank you.
Love you, buddy.
I love you too,
Frank. Thanks, hustling, because my ego is there. Shut up.
It's hustling, all right?
It's hustling. I don't like the age.
Hustling for the past.
Let's go practice.
6 hours.
You want a beer?
Yes, sure.
Let's do it, buddy. We deserve it.
Thank you, guys.
We deserve it because we beat the record 1 hour and a half, buddy.
I talk too much.
No, you're amazing.
You're amazing, Sebastian.
You are.